Michigan is the nation's second largest producer of apples, so it is worth noting this year is shaping up to be a very fine crop. Diane Smith's executive director of the Michigan Apple Committee. Diane, how big is the 2014 apple crop expected to be?
It's going to be great size this year. We're looking at 28.7 million bushels, which is down a little bit from our record crop of 2013, which was at 30 million bushels. So a lot of apples still to have this coming year.
You know, I have to tell you, when I saw that figure, I jumped on the internet and I found out that one bushel of apples equals 15 apple pies. So I think that amount, if my calculator told me right, is enough apples for 435 million apple pies. So yum. Why is the crop so good again this year?
Well, you know, I think there are a few reasons come into play here with our crop. Normally, after we have a really big crop like we did last year, we would expect to have a down crop this year. However, we've had over the last 6 years a lot of investment by our growers on new high-density plantings that they've been putting in their orchards, which, you know, that is playing into it a lot. But also the weather was actually worked out pretty well for us this past year. When everybody else was a little bit sick of winter, we were actually happy that it stayed cold for as long as it did because those apple trees were allowed to stay in dormancy for much longer and, you know, wake up this spring when they're supposed to and go through the pollination and everything and not do anything too early.
So it really worked for us. It set it up perfectly for apples?
Yeah, it really did. You know, the cold winters, the apple trees like it. They're really hardy trees, and they can sustain up to, you know, negative 25 degrees. So they really like to have that cold temperatures and have it maintained throughout the winter and not have a bunch of warm-ups like we have had in the past.
And does it affect the, is there any effect with the amount of sugar in the apple and therefore the taste?
Well, you know, that definitely comes into play here in Michigan. You know, we have really great soil in the state, and so that plays into how well the apples come out flavor-wise. But also it's our sunny days and our cool nights. You know, even in the summer, it hasn't been really hot at night that many nights, you know, throughout this last summer. So it's really worked to help bring the sugar content up in all the apples. So they are definitely going to be sweet, tasty, crunchy, and you know, all I'm hearing from growers this year is it's probably the cleanest crop they've seen in a long time, which to them, that just means that the apples look beautiful, there's not any issues, and everything's coming along the right way.
So all the varieties of apples are well represented, so everybody can find their favorite?
You bet. We have a taste for everybody. So if you like a tart apple, we can help you with that. And if you like a sweet apple, we can help with that.
And so we can dig in there and dust off those apple pie and applesauce recipes.
You got it.
Diane Smith, Executive Director of the Michigan Apple Committee. Diane, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Got a state bird, an official state song, a state stone, flower, fish, and a whole lot more. So what would get your vote for official state dessert? Slate magazine has weighed in with its opinion. Slate says if Michigan ever had an official dessert, it should be fudge. Slate pays tribute to Mackinac Island for, in its words, taking fudge to another level. Special praise given to the late Harry Ryba, considered to be Mackinac Island's fudge king. His shop sold more than 150,000 pounds of fudge every year, and Harry Ryba was so canny, he installed fans in the shops to blow that fudge aroma out into the streets to capture those tourists.